Our 23rd study in the book of Ezekiel brings us to Ezekiel chapter 37. And we begin our study in verse number 1. And this chapter could be entitled The Vision of the Valley of Dry Bones. And it refers to Israel's future restoration. Father, we pray that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Ezekiel 37, verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Now, the last chapter spoke of Israel's future restoration. This chapter visually displays that future restoration. 2. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Ezekiel doesn't know if these bones can live or not, but he knows that God knows. Verse 4. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. The bones represent Israel's condition in Ezekiel's day. The life that God speaks of refers to future national and spiritual life given to Israel. Verse 6, God says, And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and, behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. The bodies are together, but there was no life in them. This pictures Israel, which became a nation again in 1948. The body was together, as it were, but they are a nation without spiritual life. That will change as we continue looking at this. Verse 9. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. And this pictures the spiritual revival which will take place in Israel at the Lord's second coming. Verse 11. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off on our part. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, God says. And God brought to pass the regathering of Israel after thousands of years of being scattered. They were brought out of their graves, as it were. God did what seemed impossible to do after thousands of years of not having their own homeland. They were once again back together in that land. It's really amazing when you stop and think about it. I mean, it's got to be fulfillment of this prophecy. It just has to be. Verse 14, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. I know it was the Lord anyway who spoke it, simply because they're back in the land. And this thing isn't completely fulfilled, though, because he's speaking of a future time when their spiritual life will come upon them. And that will happen after they recognize that Jesus Christ is their Messiah. Verse 15. The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick, and write upon it, for Judah, and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick, and write upon it, for Joseph, stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And join them one to another, into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. The two sticks refer to the northern and southern kingdoms of Israel, which were separated after the death of Solomon. And God is saying that they will be reunited. Verse 18. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. And the sticks on which thou writest shall be in thine hand before their eyes, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the nations, to which they are gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all. And they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. So the land of Israel will belong to Israel when Jesus Christ returns, and the people will all be united in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 23. Neither shall they defile themselves any more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places in which they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And this will happen immediately after the return of the Lord Jesus Christ to earth. Verse 24, and David my servant shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in mine ordinances, and observe my statutes, and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, in which your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell in it, even they, and their children's children, forever. And my servant, David, shall be their prince forevermore. So King David, after the resurrection, he will be raised like everybody else who belongs to the Lord. And David will rule under Christ during the millennium. So David will rule under his great-great-great-great-grandson, the Lord Jesus Christ, who of course is the Son of God and the Son of Man. 26. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forever. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the nations shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. God's sanctuary refers to his presence. God's presence is going to be in Israel in the millennium in a very special way. And you know, we don't know all the details. We try to give accurately the outline, basically. A lot of details we just are not given, and it's probably not real good to speculate. It certainly can't be dogmatic about a lot of things, but we do know that God's presence with Israel will be a sign to the entire world of that day of God's approval of them. Next time, chapter 38. Until then, Michael Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.